Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com. Let's talk a lot of different sports and activities at Rock Ridge. Colby Lape is a senior, a member of that 6-0 high school football season. He's wrestling this spring and running track this spring. So I guess we can begin our conversation. When they ask you 20, 30 years down the road, do they say, Colby Lape, do you remember your senior year? And you say, well, yeah, I played football in the spring and I wrestled in the spring. How crazy has it been this year?
It's been pretty crazy to think about that, especially since I'm so used to playing football in that colder, chilly weather at night and wrestling when it's snowing outside and showing up to school when it's dark and leaving school when it's dark. So it's definitely been some sort of a different experience.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, how your senior year is ending, you know, so many questions up in the air when the school year began. And then lo and behold, January rolls around, and I think most people believe that probably nothing was going to happen. And then one day they say, nope, we're going to get all these sports in. So what about kind of the final, I guess, 3 or 4 months of your senior year, getting all these things in, football, wrestling, track?
It's been difficult, I'm not going to lie, going from sport to sport to sport without that little break in between that we get from the IHSA, but it's been great. I've loved every minute of it, getting to go to practice after practice, even though it gets pretty tiring at night and I probably go to bed at 8 o'clock, but I enjoy it.
Well, tell us about that football season, man. An exciting year for the Rockets, and you played both ways, linebacker, defensively, played offensive tackle, and, you know, the Rockets really put on quite a performance for 6 weeks. In the spring in high school football. I know you have to be a little bit disappointed that you don't get a postseason, but what about your high school football experience your senior year? It looked like a lot of fun for the Rockets.
Oh, yeah. It was tons of fun to be able to go 6-0. I think that's what we all strived for when we didn't even know if we were going to have a football season. We all just wanted to go out there, play some football, get our last year in, go 6-0, and our coaches definitely helped with that a lot, especially keeping us in the gym, keeping us going even when we thought we weren't going to have anything, and just being able to be out there on that field is just a great thing.
All right, so how are you making wrestling and track work here in the spring? You're doing two sports, so take us through that. What's that like?
Well, wrestling for us right now, we wrestle early in the morning, so I get up about 5:30 to go to wrestling at 6, and then go to school just like normal, and then I go home for about an hour, and then I got track at 3:15, so leave for that after I get home from school.
And then as far as your track events, so what events are you participating at in track? And then what is your wrestling weight situation, and how does that work in the spring?
So for wrestling, I'm wrestling at 195 this year, and our weights kind of differ. We kind of get more allowance for weight with how the season works. And then for track, I'm running the 4x4 and the open 4. So it keeps me in shape for wrestling, and I don't really go overweight too much.
Yeah, and it's so strange because you look at these, you know, seasons and trying to put them together, and you think about, well, when is the last time I wrestled? You know, when you think about how long ago the last wrestling season was. So, you know, what's it been like trying to get back into wrestling shape? How challenging has that been? And are you in wrestling shape yet, I guess?
Oh, no, I'm nowhere near wrestling shape. That's a whole different mental shape that you're in that you don't even realize you get into until you're in it. And it's been actually pretty difficult to get into it, but having track there and having those good hard days with track has definitely helped me to get into that wrestling shape a bit quicker than it was last year when we were just wrestling.
All right, and I know I wanted to also tip my cap to you for, you know, ending your senior year. You see at the May school board meeting, a youngster by the name of Colby Lape, Rock Ridge Milan Area Rotary Club Student of the Month. Is that you? And what about that?
Yeah, and it's great to get that award. I put in the work all year to just maintain that straight A grade that both my parents hold me to, and that's been what I've been striving for since freshman year.
All right, so tell us then, what are your plans after high school? Have you made any decisions yet, or what are you planning on doing?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Augustana and end up wrestling for Coach Tony Willard. So
So you better get into wrestling shape this spring then, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, just kind of sum up the final stretch here of your senior year. I know it's kind of bizarre because, you know, graduation right around the corner, but there's still so many activities to kind of be had. So what about the final stretch being a Rock Ridge Rocket and how you're going to approach this thing?
I'm going to just take it head on, take it with a straight charge, and just finish it out.
That's all you can do. So we wish Colby Lape the best of luck on the wrestling mat, and the kid is running track this spring, and of course part of that great Rock Ridge Rocket football team that finished 6-0. A lot of fun covering the Rockets on the gridiron. Colby Lape, good luck on the track, and good luck on the wrestling mat this spring, and enjoy the rest of your senior year.
All right, thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.